This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Election Code of Conduct comes into force as House of Representatives polls in the air. Election Commission launches call center for voter queries. Tamang community is celebrating Sonam Luchar Festival with various programs across the country. And high-speed train collision in Spain kills at least 21 people. Now the news in detail. The election code of conduct for the March 5th House of Representatives elections has come into force from last midnight. Election Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said the decision was taken at a meeting held on Sunday with the aim of ensuring the polls are held in a free, fair and fearless manner. He added that the code has already been published in the Nepal Gazette. The code is binding on government agencies and officials, federal and provincial ministers, constitutional bodies and office bearers, local governments, civil servants, political parties and their sister organizations, universities, media houses and other public institutions. Likewise, the Election Commission has directed candidates to appear at the office of the returning officer in their constituencies with required documents to file nominations for the first fast-post category of the House of Representatives election. According to the election calendar, the nominations will be filed tomorrow for the polls scheduled on the 5th of March. Those who have held positions in state-owned organizations must also submit proof of resignation. A proposer and seconder are also required along with the nomination form. Candidates representing political parties must present a formal nomination letter from the party's central committee or an authorized office bearer. Candidates must also submit personal and property details to the returning officers in their constituencies. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has launched a call center to provide free information to voters on election-related queries. Spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai said voters can contact the toll-free number 1102. Six desks have been set up at the center to handle queries simultaneously, with more desks to be added if necessary. The first caller from Gandaki province asked whether the previously published public service commission exam code of conduct would be affected, and officials confirmed it would not. The call center will operate from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. The commission also said its website will remain active from today until candidates are officially declared winner of the House of Representatives elections. The Tamang community is celebrating Sonam Luchar Festival with various programs across the country today. According to the Manjushri calendar, New Year begins today, marking the start of the horse year after the snake year. Sonam Luchar follows a 12-year cycle based on animal science. The festival is mainly celebrated in districts of Bagmati province, where the Tamang population is high. Besides the Tamang community, Yulmo, Thakali, Jirwel, Bhote, Dura, Lipcha and other communities also observe the festival. The government has declared a nationwide public holiday today to mark the occasion. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Podil and Prime Minister Susila Karki have extended best wishes on the occasion of Sonam Luchar. In a message issued today, President Podil wished all Nepalese at home and abroad happiness, peace and prosperity. He said the festival would help further strengthen national unity in Nepal's multi-ethnic, multilingual and multicultural society. Prime Minister Karki also conveyed her best wishes, noting that Sonam Luchar is a national cultural festival of the Tamang and all the Himalayan and hilly indigenous communities. Minister for Youth and Sports Bablu Gupta has resigned from his post to contest the House of Representatives election. Gupta said he is in Siraha to file his candidacy and has sent his resignation to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers via email. He added that he also informed the Prime Minister about his resignation over a call. Gupta was appointed sports minister in the government formed after the Gen Z movement. The office of the Cooperative Registrar in Pokhara has deregistered 26 cooperatives in Gondki province. The office said 13 cooperatives were scrapped in the first 6 months of the current fiscal year, while the remaining 13 were deregistered in the last fiscal year. Registrar Biswas Rizal said the action was taken against cooperatives that failed to submit financial and general assembly reports, did not complete audits, or remained inactive for two consecutive fiscal years. Sangja recorded the highest number, with 8 cooperatives deregistered. Cooperatives from Gurkha, Tonau, Kaski, Magdi, Lomzung, Baglung and Parbat were also affected. The office said procedures are underway to deregister more cooperatives that have not been operating as required. Out of 890 cooperatives registered under the office in Gondki province, 302 are currently inactive. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 39 people have died and dozens injured in a train collision in southern Spain, in the country's worst rail crash in over a decade. According to the BBC, the accident occurred in Adamuj near Cordoba when a Madrid-bound train derailed and collided with an oncoming train. Around 400 passengers and staff were on board both trains, and at least 24 people, including 4 children, were seriously injured. Spanish Transport Minister Oscar Puente described the crash as extremely strange and said railway experts are baffled. The trains had just left Malaga when the collision occurred. Rescue teams faced difficulties recovering people due to the twisted wreckage. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has criticized the United States for acting with impunity and placing its power above international law. According to the BBC, Guterres said Washington's clear conviction is that multilateral solutions are irrelevant and what matters is the exercise of U.S. power and influence, sometimes at the expense of international law. He admitted the U.N. struggles to enforce its rules over powerful member states and called for reforms to tackle the dramatic problems and challenges facing its 193 members. Guterres warned that the UN's founding principles, including equality among member states, are now under threat. His remarks come amid growing international tensions, including U.S. military actions and previous threats by U.S. President Donald Trump to annex Greenland. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast partly cloudy conditions over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Koshi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, while the remaining areas will experience mainly fair weather. Mist and fog are likely to persist at a few places over the Tarai region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Election Code of Conduct comes into force as House of Representatives polls near. Election Commission launches call center for voter queries. Tamang community celebrating Sonam Lothar Festival with various programs across the country. And high-speed train collision in Spain kills at least 39 people. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.